Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is My Commentary, brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coins.
A little old safety tip from your radio buddy, Kevin O'Connor, for Black Friday. It might be a good idea to go solo on your holiday shopping trip this year, because it's really not a good opportunity for couples to bond. According to a new survey, half of couples admit they actually hate shopping together. A quarter of couples have gotten into a fight during a shopping trip where one of them has stormed out of the store. So, here's a survey of the top five things you're going to get in a scrap about. Number five, visiting a ton of stores, then going back to the first one to buy something. Number four, one wants it, one doesn't. Number three, how much something costs. Number two, taking too long to decide. And the number one thing, is this item really needed? That all sounds about right to me. It's just that the order seems to be a bit off. I'm betting, if you got a man's perspective, and I mean just men, they would say number five would be number one. Ladies, whether your guy will admit it or not, he hates that. See, the fundamental difference, I know among many, is women like to shop. Men buy. We see it, we like it, we assess the need for it. If it's a present or a power tool, if it fits all the criteria, we buy it. We're done. We're out of the store. We're going back to do whatever it is we were doing. A lady, on the other hand, will see it, like it, assess the need for it, be it a present or a purse. If it fits all of those criteria, she'll go to 11 more stores to see if there's something better or in a different color or on sale. Then, just before leaving, we'll head back to the very first store and buy the first thing she picked out. To a man, that's a colossal waste of time. To a woman, it's shopping. It has got to date back to our baser caveman cavewoman. You know, BC, before credit cards. Ugg the caveman would go hunt, find dinner, kill it, and bring it back to the cave. There was no trying to find the better mastodon. Just get food. Whereas the little woman of the cave would go gather what's going to go with said mastodon, continually looking for more or better. Neither is wrong, just different. See, it's a wiring thing. Men just aren't wired to shop. I know it's horrifically simplified, but when I get around to writing the book, It's a Wiring Thing, I'll try and flesh it out a little more. And that's My Commentary, brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. If you're looking for investment, he's got it for you. You've heard the commercials before. Gold and silver bullion. You can purchase it at David's Jewelry and Coin. Not to mention, of course, the jewelry and coin. But it'll also buy from you. So if you've got something heirloom-wise that maybe doesn't fit or you don't like, he can take care of that for you. A present that is no longer, he clears throat, needed, or anything along those lines, all you have to do is go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com or see him in person on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.